I'm joined by Harriet Sherwood at the scene of the bus blast in Tel Aviv. Harriet, describe what you're seeing.
Well, I can see the bus. We're being held back by police, but I can see the bus, which is scorched and all its windows are blown out. It's very close to the Kiryat, which is the headquarters of the Israeli military in Tel Aviv. And I've just spoken to police spokesman Nikki Rosenfeld, who says that there was an explosion on the bus. They believe this was a device that was left on the bus rather than a suicide bomber. He says 15 people have been taken to hospital with injuries, three of whom have moderate to serious injuries. He says there's a heightened security alert in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's very clear that this was a terrorist attack. They set up roadblocks around Tel Aviv looking for suspects and also vehicles that may have been involved in this attack. I've spoken to a woman who was very close by, Yaffa Kessler, at the time of the blast, and she says this reminds her, this takes her back to the period when there were regular bus bombings in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. This is very, very evocative and powerful for Israelis who, of course, went through terrible scenes in the past with people being killed and injured on buses. She said, it reminded me of previous attacks. It's very frightening. I'm surprised because I thought the war was in the south. I didn't expect it to happen here.
Do you think this makes a ground invasion on Gaza more likely?
I think this is very, very serious for the situation in Gaza. I think now, although obviously efforts, particularly by the Americans, will continue to broker a ceasefire in Gaza, I think it's going to be very hard for the Israeli government to stop their offensive in Gaza if civilians in Tel Aviv are being injured or worse in bus bombings in what is Israel's main city. The police spokesman said that there was no specific warning, although they have had warnings of possible attacks in the West Bank. And I understand, although I haven't had this confirmed, that Hamas has claimed responsibility for this particular blast.
And there was celebratory gunfire in Gaza when news came through. How is that being reacted to where you are?
I think at the moment people here are more concerned about their own safety and worried that there could be further attacks in perhaps the hours to come. Yes, I did hear that there was celebratory gunfire, and also from the mosques people were celebrating this particular incident. So this is obviously a very, very situation in terms of efforts to bring the violence in the south to a halt.
Okay, Harriet, thanks very much.
Thank you.